Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and this is Sandra Bueno, founder of Live and Learn Coaching Enterprises and the Power to Be You and Power to Be You radio show. It's specifically for empowerment, and it is my desire to bring about awareness, distinctions, testimonies, coaches, leaders, and just about any one individual, a visionary, a person who truly is walking the walk of being able to deliver, being able to give us something that can be useful to our lives and to our empowerment so that we can have that life that we so much desire, so much want, so much need. And as I'm coming across to you via Blog Talk Radio, today is March 27th. It is Thursday. And all of my Thursdays I have been, and basically all with the exception of two, I have been using these as a one-hour coaching program whereby I bring about the testimony of another individual, not just me talking here, but someone else that I've met or that I've come across who I feel is an example, who really truly I feel is the embodiment of empowerment, of a vision, of someone who thinks outside of the box and someone who truly wants to communicate and contribute. That truly comes, you know, at the bottom of at the bottom line, our purpose is to contribute. And I believe that our journey is just made difficult because oftentimes we're not really sure where we need to be and how to go about it, and we get stuck behind the challenges and the obstacles. And if we do not have the right sort of source of information or the right environment or the right peer group or the right belief system, then we fall short from reaching that place where we're able to satisfy our own needs and we're able to really truly have a life that reflects what we value. And at that point, it is when we usually can turn around and say, well, this is what I want to do and create, and this is where I want to leave a legacy, and this is the group that I would like to give to. So, you know, in other words, contribute. And that's the whole purpose. That's the purpose for Power to Be You. Like I've said it before, you have the power. You have it. Now it's up to you to become aware of it, and then it's up to you to equip yourself with whatever tools and skills you need, whatever information you need, and make the context that you need in order to set yourself up on that path. And I hope that when you go back into the archives, you're able to download the many programs that I've had with individuals, specifically with the Empowering Author series, where I can only say these special beings truly have given of themselves and have been so gracious to come on Power to Be You and share what they're about and what they've created. And that just, it's all in the purpose and with the desire to help other people. So, you know, bottom line is just use this resource, share it with other people, write to me at liveandlearn, liveandlearn@gmail.com. And you can also go to my website at liveandlearnllc.com. It's all under construction, and I would be the first one to tell you that the power of focus has to be one of the most incredible resources, because the day that I truly can tell you that power of focus is within me, then that will be the day that I will just strike gold, because I can tell you that in my process I have always had this gift, quote-unquote, of being able to undertake various projects at the same time. And, you know, all that I keep on thinking lately is, I'm jack of all trades, master of none. Some of you can relate, but that's not something that I want to be proud of using as a label to me. But I can tell you that where the other side, because everything we do in life is all based on the meaning we give it, and it's all based on our perspective. You know, as I have been undertaking these many projects and just really following these different directions, there is an umbrella holding them all under, you know, which basically is empowerment. And it's what I, as an individual, can deliver to people. And in order for me to be able to help others, I have to not only help myself, but I also have to have the experience of having been there, having done it, having tasted it, having felt it, so that then I can speak to you from full integrity and truly from that place in my heart where I can say, guys, I've done this and this is what happened. And you know what? You know, either, you know, maybe you can use my experience to help yourself. And, you know, and me having that integrity that I've been there and done that, it is a lot easier for me to be able to come and give my opinion or my advice or the information that I have. Truly, it comes down to a message. You know, I am a messenger, and some people may like the message and others may not, and that's perfectly fine. But those who do find this message empowering and who wish to bond and become a part of the vision and of the mission to create enlightenment across the world and to help other people rise and to help with injustice and to help with all these issues that we have as a society, then hey, we're standing on the same side. We're standing on the same side of the fence, and I will be the first one to really break through a fence if it's holding it up. So, you know, that's what I pretty much have been doing, just getting prepared, getting equipped, filling myself up with resources, with connections, with people, creating a network. And today I feel that I really think have a lot more than I even need now at this point. So now it's pretty much implementation time. So what I'm doing today, as I have already been speaking for 6 minutes, is that I am not bringing in another person simply because I am preparing to leave tomorrow to California, to Los Angeles again. And this was a last-minute, spontaneous cannon decision, like a fire cannon decision. And some of you have heard me when I speak of Tony Robbins and have heard me of speaking about my mentor and the person that has made such a tremendous difference in my personal development and in my life, and that has been Tony Robbins. So if you are not familiar with him, please go online and just Google Anthony Robbins or Google Tony Robbins, and you will enter. That will be the beginning of you entering a different world, because this person, this human being, he truly is a messenger from God. He truly has a gift, and he, unlike any other speaker, any other motivational person, any other guru, any other coach, Tony just has an ability to really, because he speaks from the heart, and he's been there also. You know, he struggled and he suffered, and his desire was truly to help people, and he put himself through what I would say the ringer, and he, in his desire and his quest to learn so that he could help others, he has always gone to the highest source of information and of education. So he has researched everything. He has gone to these people. He has learned from the top, and he has also counseled the top. He has been throughout the world. He's been in all these places with all these incredible superstar performers in every angle of life, whether it be finances or sports or literature or government, politics, just true to the core leaders and leaders who have always stood at a higher level. And Tony has always been there, and he comes back and he basically takes everything, simplifies it, and just kind of gives it to you in a salting cracker. Here it is. Use it, and now learn how to use it. Learn the whys behind it. You know, he empowers you. And where I'm going tomorrow, it's called the Unleash the Power Within, which that's the beginning journey on a path to really realizing who you are and your purpose and really going for your mission. And I will tell you that these next 4 days are just something outside of what we usually are accustomed to ever experiencing or seeing or living. And it was a last-minute decision for me to go because a lot of different things came up, and these are not just things that come up. This is life and magic happening. And, you know, like everything, you have to be willing to embrace it when it happens. You have to be ready to jump at it. You have to be willing to go, even if you don't know how everything's going to turn out. And that's pretty much what I have always done and where I've been, and especially since I began taking the Mastery University with Tony. Life becomes completely different. Life is not the same. Life really is is held at a higher level, and not just for yourself as a person, a relationship with you, your spirit, your God, your body, your career, your peers, your peer group, your desires, your dreams. It's not even just that. It's every relationship really takes on a whole new role, because once you learn about these things that tend to guide us and tend to either push us forward or limit us, once you become aware, then you can only choose to go forward or to stay behind. And pretty much everyone that goes and attends, people all have amazing breakthroughs, and you experience just incredible, incredible emotion. And you just share your heart, and you share your purpose, and you share your dreams, and you share your pain with complete strangers, 3,000 if it's here in the U.S., or 10,000 plus if it's in the U.K. And this is all done by one individual who truly believes in his purpose and who put himself through the fire in order to be able to persevere and to be able to become that one being who would be able to come from a place of trust and of validity and of love and of compassion. And that is he, and that's why I say, you know, go online and check that out. And if you're able to go, look up the city where you can attend, and the price pales in comparison to your life being transformed. One thing that I will tell you is that this is all Tony's, what he uses is the psychology of belief, which I referred to before. The whole concept is based on humans will always do whatever it is that they do, they will always do it to satisfy our basic human needs, our six human needs. And he outlines that, and he basically starts from the premise that we work off fear is what really, really either pushes us forward or keeps us back. And if you look at your life right now and you ask yourself, you know, what's keeping me where I am? Why am I not doing or being or having or pursuing that which I know I want? You know, why? And then you listen to your answers, because your subconscious will deliver an answer. Immediately, the answer will be, well, you know, you're not enough, or you're not smart enough, or you're not rich enough, or you don't have enough money, or it's not going to work, or, you know, you're going to fail, or whatever. We all have that. All of us have that. But once you're able to learn how to bypass that and how to get away from that and how to really empower yourself so that you can now go forward, it's your life will never be the same. So my purpose for going tomorrow is quite a few of them. And in me leaving, what I know I will be doing is really bringing to life all of that I've been working on to accomplish with Power to Be You, with Live and Learn, with Blog Talk Radio, with the Quantum Leap program, with the authors that I have had, with the teachers, the coaches, with just everyone with whom I have come across. Because it's time to set this up. It's time to set up the change. It's time to, you know, we can talk, but without action, talk kind of dies. And my purpose truly is to make a difference. And what I will be doing is just really committing and having the accountability to put everything into action. And that requires just such an amazing ability of organization and focus, because you can't, you know, you cannot, you can work on project management and you can have effective time management, or, you know, really focused time and focus 2 hours on this project and focus 3 hours on this project, or focus 2 weeks on this project solely and then focus another week on that project. The point is that we can't do it all. We cannot do it all at the same time. You know, we need to have a system. We need to have a strategy. We need to have people who can facilitate what we cannot do as easy. We need to have a plan of action. We need to have a target, a goal. We need to set benchmarks. We need to have, you know, the organization financially. It becomes everything. So what I wanted to do today is kind of, as you can hear me now, just talk with you. One thing that I will tell you, though, is that for the past almost 2 weeks, for some reason, I cannot also access my Blog Talk Radio, as though I have tried. I have been left out of it, and my last guest, Stash and Ruth Ann, were actually handling the switchboard, which is like the magic behind Blog Talk Radio, the magic behind anyone being able to have a radio show and using the digital medium to deliver. They were able to handle the switchboard, and on my end, it truly has been. I don't understand why, but with so many things going on my side, and just me myself having technical challenges with my computer, with the connections, all of this, it has created a glitch, and you know, I'm calling you right now using the new phone that I've actually purchased, which is, you know, a computer in itself. But why I want to tell you this is because, you know, I can't see you, but you know, I'm speaking to one of the pictures that I see on my friends list, and I'm speaking to someone that I imagine being in some other country. I picture someone who has heard something that I've said and who hopefully I have touched in some way or the other. And I speak to you from the heart because it takes courage to believe in oneself, and it takes courage to believe that we have something to share, something of value to give. And my heart truly is the biggest thing that I can offer, that I can offer to anybody. And when I speak to you, and as I'm speaking now, I speak from the heart, and I speak from it because I know that it takes individuals, it takes all of us, and it takes our desire and our dreams to really feel that we can make a difference. And I speak a lot, I talk a lot, but I also have a plan, and the plan has a vision, and the vision has a purpose, and the purpose is definitely driven with a lot of passion and with knowledge and with experience and with a lot of planning. It's also been planned on. So I just want to be truthful, and I just want to be real. You know, just be real. It's about us not making like we're someone else. You know, it's about being candid. It's about exposing oneself. It's about sharing our pain, it's about sharing our challenges, and it's about sharing our triumphs and sharing how we're able to surmount those things that at one point were obstacles and that at one point kind of kept us from achieving or kept us from just moving forward. So what I'll do is, I usually don't have a script. In my mind's eye, I have an idea, or I have a message that I want to transmit. And today the resounding message is a continuation of what I spoke of on Tuesday, a continuation but also a correction or an addition to what I had said. Tuesday I was speaking about values, and I spoke about the fact that we need to know really what our values are and what it is that we value about them. In doing so, we're able to prioritize, and we're able to really question ourselves when we are engaging in different activities or in an experience or in a relationship, because as our heart knows where we stand, and as our heart knows the truth behind the feeling that we are experiencing at that moment, you know, we can, on the outside, we can make believe that we're having a good time, or we can make believe that we're okay, or we can make believe that everything's going to be all right. But in our heart knows if we feel undermined, or if we feel that we are not serving ourselves or not serving others, or that we feel that we are doing something that we shouldn't be doing, or we feel, you know, dirty or nasty or whatever the word may be. That's, you know, that to me is just so important, because we don't want to turn around when we're 80 and ask ourselves, where did our lives go, and what did I do with my life, and why did I not make different choices? or why did I stay in this relationship for so many years when I was not happy? Or why is it that I have such a bad relationship with my family or with my children or with myself? And why didn't I become aware sooner? So it's all about awareness. Honestly, it's all about just really being honest with yourself. And you need to really sit down and ask yourself good questions and then listen to your answers. And one way to do it is simply writing it down. Writing it, journaling it, putting it down on a piece of paper, or recording it. Because you know the minute you ask yourself a question and you hesitate when you hear the answer, you need to write that down. Because that is you opening up the floodgates. That is you giving yourself permission to speak, giving yourself permission to express yourself. And if you don't allow yourself to do it, nobody will ever allow you to do it. Nobody's going to give you the permission that you own to yourself and to your spirit and to your purpose. So what I wanted to say about Tuesday is I had mentioned that on Tuesday and for a couple of days, Donald Trump was actually having a presentation. And it was him saying that he is, or basically just announcing the billion-dollar mindset and how he's a billionaire and how he's made it. And, you know, and I made a comment just afterwards talking about in values. I took an example and I said, if you are in a relationship and let's say that person has a lot of money and you're with them and you feel, but you also value trust and you value, I went through a whole sequence of values and virtues that are usually not associated to money, you know? It's usually the opposite. People will always say, well, if you have money, then you're arrogant, then you're conceited, then you are selfish, then you are this and that. And that is not what I truly meant to. That's not what at all I was meaning to say. I was just using the example because money just brings with it so many different labels. And we hold ourselves back because of those negative labels. We hold ourselves back from pursuing a life and from becoming, you know, from putting ourselves in a better position financially and economically because we allow those labels to stop us. So what I do really want to allude to is I mentioned that I had joined a new network marketing company. And this network marketing company it's just an incredible company. I'm very excited to be in it. I'm very excited because of the fact that it offers so much of an opportunity globally, which when we look at ourselves right now with where we are in America with all of the different issues and different problems and, you know, just more and more people are being laid off and, you know, you can't seem to make ends meet with salaries and, you know, working for yourself. Somehow, once you start working for yourself, you realize that not all that fun when you are wondering where you're going to get the money to pay the phone bill or where you're going to get the money to, you know, to be able to make your payments to Office Depot or pay your license, you know. And I speak from experience. All of these different things have really created, you know, a platform so that I was able to look at things from a different perspective. And what I want to say today, if you're listening to me, is depending on where you are in life, I really want to support the network marketing industry because this is really, I think, the answer to a lot of people. It's an answer to people, and it's an amazing tool, an amazing opportunity that is out there for all of us to take. And all of the bad thinking and the limited thinking and the critique and the, what I would say is ignorance, because ignorance is not knowing. And the ignorance that is out there, that is propagated, is something that needs to be stopped and it needs to really you know, needs to be cleared up, because that ignorance is keeping people back from taking on an opportunity that can truly change their lives and create an amazing opportunity for themselves, their families. And, you know, if people only knew about it, then more people would be involved with it. And maybe there would be a lot more success stories like the ones that I've come across and the many people that I've met now. So what I want to talk about is just getting involved with a network marketing company, what it does. You know, number one, there are so many out there. So where we need to be careful is we need to do our research. We need to really look at all the facts. We need to really investigate, you know, follow up on leads, speak to the people who are running the companies, find out from the, you can really go out there and do a lot of search, and you can research the, you know, the federal agencies, Better Business Bureau. You can do all that. Or you can also speak to the people who are in it. You can speak to the people who are in it. You can speak to, you can go and, you know, if you Google it, of course, you know, we can Google it. That's the first place to go. And we'll find good and bad. You know, we'll find the good and we'll find the critiques and everything. When it comes down to a network marketing company, people always will criticize, and there'll always be those gunslingers or those people who will say, please don't believe this person. Come to my site, I'll tell you why. And then when you go in, they're selling you their program as well. And, you know, everyone's out there to make a buck, like they say. You know, everyone's out there to make a living. And within that, there's those people who are honest and truthful and with integrity, and there's those people who are not. So, you know, what I say is just be open. Open your mind, really, truly be flexible. And realize that network marketing is, you know, it's an amazing place from so many different angles. And you have to be able to really think out of the box. If you are in a box, and if you are used to a box, then you are not able to see the optimum opportunities when you involve yourself with network marketing. And what basically, just to start, one of the things that I realized is, if you've listened to my shows, you'd remember that I worked for an airline for 17 years, and I started when I was basically 20 years old. I got injured in that airline about 7 years ago now, and year after year I had successive injuries, which at the end left me unable to go back. And about a month and a half ago on this program, I resigned from the company. And that was pretty much my take on cutting that cord, the umbilical cord, because really I identified with my job as a flight attendant, and the lifestyle that I was able to afford, of course, became a part of my life. And it was difficult to let go of something when there were so many benefits attached to it, and the benefits of flying the world, of being able to travel with my family, of having basically the world in my hand, because I could pick up and go to any airport at any given time and just be there, you know, without having to pay a lot of money, and free flying, flying for free in first class, even going out to Europe and China. So as you can tell, you know, that was, I actually, my identity as everything else was always supported by that job. So when I became an actress in New York, when I got married in New York, when I learned the languages, when I learned my four languages, when I went to the military, all of these different endeavors happened while I was working as a flight attendant. And that work, that job, supported my ability to have the freedom so that I could pursue the other endeavors that I truly wanted to pursue. So that was, you know, what I look at is the fact that when you go into network marketing basically takes up a mirror and shows it to you. Basically, I think it's like a box, not a box, but a room or a big room of just mirrors, wall to wall. And when you're there, the whole wall is going to be created by you, your efforts, your ability to focus, your consistency, your desire, your passion, your belief, all of that comes into play in network marketing, because they will give you, the companies that are, some of these are multi-million dollar companies. The one that I'm involved with is a company that was created by millionaires, and truly it is a company that's focusing itself on a global expansion, global presence, and it already has the setup for it. So when you look at something like that, you have to realize that for your participation, for sometimes anywhere from $30 to $5,000, most of them fall way below the $5,000 mark, what happens is that you are able to now become a representative of the company. So by you paying that membership fee, you not only become a member, but you also become a shareholder of that company, quote unquote. In becoming a shareholder of that company, you're also becoming part of that company. And you can take that company as far as you want to take it, and you can create your income as far as you're willing to take it. And if so be it, you might make more money than any person on that company, based on your willingness to really push yourself and carry your product or your service forward. So people will always say, well, it's a pyramid. You know, and that is such an old cliche. It is time to bury it. You know, the pyramids in Egypt, the pyramids in Mexico, you know, those are pyramids. You know, if you're looking at hierarchy, and if you're saying, well, how is a company run? Most companies are run by one person, the owner. Then the owner hires the CEOs, the CFO, hires the administration, and it comes down and down and down and down. So that's a pyramid. You know, I mean, I was in the military. I know that when I swore for the commander-in-chief, and I only know one, the earthly type of commander-in-chief in America, I knew he was one. And that's who I took the oath on behalf of me listening and saying yes, and I put my hand up. Now, when you go into network marketing, you're coming into a company, and you're having a position, and now that position is basically in your hands, and you do with it what you want to do with it. And why I say that this room is a mirror is because everything reflects upon you. So I think a lot of the people that dislike getting involved with a network marketing company is because here you really have to show what you're about. Here you have to show your willingness to step out. Here you have to show your willingness to go work, to really work your butt off, to be consistent, to call people, to have a plan each and every day. Most of the times we go to an office and it becomes humdrum. You know, we're there from 8 to 5 and we have our plans, but we don't, you know, unless you're in a high-pressure job or unless you're you're really expected to have things finished by deadlines, you know, unless you have someone who's micromanaging you, usually the environment is a lot more laxed. So you don't have the pressures of having every day to do specific something that, you know, that you have to show results every single day. You know, of course, it's not every company. You know, I'm just looking at the companies that most people tend to work with or work for when you're serving other people. And, you know, it's just you're a group of people working together to accomplishing a common goal. And, you know, not one person is going to be pushed to go do more than the other. And, you know, and you don't have a lot of high-pressured environment. But with network marketing, you create your own environment. You decide when you're going to wake up. You decide when you're going to go to sleep. You decide who you're going to call. You decide how you're going to do it. You decide your personal development. What are you going to study today? What are you going to read today? How are you going to create some marketing? How are you going to, you know, so all of these things become you. So you have this engine that's driving you. And it requires you to learn. It requires you to be trained. It requires you to meet people who have already done it and succeeded. So again, you know, when I look at network marketing now, I look at it, and I will tell you, every single person, every single motivational speaker, every person that's out there truly will always, those who counsel or those who consult with major corporations, when you listen to them, they all have, usually they have a program on learning how to sell, on teaching the team, on being a team player, on how to get the team to go forward. You know, all of them, it becomes psychology. And in network marketing, you see that sales psychology, you see the marketing psychology. Whereas when you go work for a regular company, when you are a hired employee and you're a salaried employee, you're basically an employee that's not really given a lot of power. You're basically an employee who is another number. Network marketing is not like that. Network marketing is everyone has the same light, the same opportunity, the same tools, the same skills. It's up to you to take them and run with them. So, you know, where we have to go in and really investigate is look at the product, look at the people running the company, and look at the opportunity. Product, opportunity, and leadership. When you see that, you know, you have to have the vision to not just see what's in front of you, but see what lies ahead. You know, short-term goals, long-term goals. Like I mentioned, the company that I'm involved with, that company is global. Every time I've listened to a teleseminar or a call, each one is more dynamic than the next, because these are individual people who undertook this company and who now are having their lives transformed, their opportunities transformed. So each time you find these unique individuals who are coming and sharing you their story of how they were and where they are now, a few weeks later, a couple of months later. So that's really incredible. But I will tell you that this last call, the speaker actually began talking about what was in the news, talking about employment rates, talking about, you know, how much it takes for people to really attempt to have the life that they want. I mean, in me right now pursuing my business, part of my business, I meet people who have 2-3 jobs. I have a friend of mine who works all night, and then he sleeps intermittently during the day, and he has 2 other jobs. You know, people that are struggling to make ends meet because we can't afford everything that aren't basic needs, to afford a home or to afford the electricity, to afford the phone. You know, technology keeps on growing. The buildings are getting bigger. Construction is getting bigger. Things are getting more expensive, but yet we're not being remunerated. We're not really making more money. We're making less money with a lot more to buy, a lot more to spend on, a lot more temptation. We're not satisfied with what we have. But also what we have becomes obsolete or becomes old, becomes dated. If you have a computer from 5 years ago and you try to access a lot of these websites, your computer gets jammed. Why? Because it doesn't have the proper software or the proper programs and the proper installation. It's old. Even the wiring or the size or the, you know, the power behind it, it's not enough to run what we're doing now. So even if we don't want to upgrade, we're forced to upgrade. So how do we do that? Where do we take control? Do we allow someone else to control our lives? Because that's what happens when we work for somebody else. Somebody else is controlling our lives. Somebody else is controlling our destiny. That somebody else is controlling our ability to be with our families, to go to a party, to be home on a Sunday afternoon, to sleep late, or to get home earlier, or to go to your kid's program or show or their game. You know, so when you start opening up your mind and you start realizing that, you start saying like, okay, here are 2 separate sections of the same thing. Here's 2 ways to look at the business that I'm in. Here are 2 ways to look at a job, quote unquote. You know, now I will tell you, I can tell you this because I spent 17 years working for a major company. I also spent 3 years working in the military as a public affairs journalist specialist. I was there on a part-time basis as a reservist, but when I went, when I was there for the weekend that I had to be there, nothing else came in between. Not my family, not my child, not anything else. I was there. And I also knew that at any given time that I would be asked to go overseas or that I would be deployed, unless I had a valid reason why I could not go, I would go. And that meant me taking, that meant me completely taking that willingly, me taking the initiative to go forward and to just basically say, yes, this is what I've chosen to do. And I wanted to do it and I was willing to do it. So when we're, again, looking at network marketing, we need to realize that there is so much freedom. There is just so much that we can do with it that we cannot avoid not looking at it. We cannot denounce that opportunity for ourselves because we're hurting ourselves. So one of the things that also has come up to me in me pursuing this, and this is not the first company I've got involved with. I've been involved with four other companies in the past pretty much 2 years while I was undergoing the building up of my company and just looking at my economic situation and looking at my life. I got involved with one company that was called Melaleuca. Melaleuca, if you research it, it's a great company. It's way more than 20 years old. And this company is a $1 million enterprise. And they use tea tree oil. And it basically is non-toxic goods for your body, for your skin, for your home. And really, we're not told. We're not told by the marketers that the materials that we buy are toxic, that they are hurting us, that the soap that we use on our dishwasher has chemicals. It has chemicals that are poisonous. But yet we wash our dishes with it. You know, that bleach is a carcinogen or a pesticide, or I can't even think right now of the actual term, but if you just research it, you go to the Food and Drug, or you put bleach, or you put ammonia, or you put Lysol, you'll see Lysol that we use in kids' rooms, supposedly to disinfect. If you go research it, it has one component that was used during the Vietnam War. So hello, and then we end up with asthma, we end up with headaches, we end up with migraines, we end up feeling weak, we end up with skin rashes, a baby who hasn't fully developed, and we're putting creams. Anyway, I'm already going on tangents. Anyhow, you can understand why I get involved with certain things, because they truly impassion me, because they are all about, you know, how can we help ourselves? So again, I got involved with that because my dad also had, he was given almost a death sentence, told that he had diabetes when he didn't even know he had it. And when the day that he came home with four prescriptions for insulin at a blood sugar level of like 450 plus, you know, he should not even been walking anymore. But thankfully, he has been to a naturalist as well on a different day. The naturalist had already put him on an all-vegetable diet. When my dad saw the four prescriptions and he heard me tell him, no, you're not doing this, and I will help you get better, he was willing to put himself through a strict diet, took away the bread, took away the rice. He took away anything that was going to cause him, you know, more harm. And within 2 weeks, his sugar level went down to the 200s, and within 3 weeks it was down to 100 and something. And to this day, a year later, he's taking care of himself naturally, so he never had to take the insulin. Now, this case will not be for everyone, because not everyone's willing to do the same thing, or not everyone has the same components in their lives. You know, some people have other complications from other things. So again, all I can say is it's about empowerment, it's about awareness, it's about seeing what's out there, and it's about being willing to go investigate and go and having the willingness and the hope that it is going to work. And if it doesn't work, then try something new. Your story is not my story, you know, and so on and so on. We all have specific gifts, and we all have specific purposes, and we all have a different mindset and a different take and a different ability and different strengths and different convictions. And whereas you might be strong, I'm not. So if I take something, maybe it's going to kill me. It's going to knock me out. If you take it, it's going to cure you. So again, it's all about you at least finding out that, hey, somebody else, it worked for them. So let me try this. And believe, because those who believe become empowered. Those who believe are empowered simply because they have one up on the one that just is a slinger, the one who always thinks that everything's going to fail, the one who thinks that there's no solution. Because if that were the case, then we might as well just all die today with all the things that are happening around us. And obviously we all know that there's such great things happening around us. There's life every single day. There are people getting married every single day. There are children being born every single day. There are trees growing every single day. There are inventions being created. There's so much happening that we always choose to look at the one bad side rather than looking at the good side. So again, it comes down to what side do you want to be on? The side that's always looking pessimistically at everything, or do you want to be on the side that's looking, you know, favorably on what's available? So going back to the companies that I got involved with, Melaleuca was one. Then I got involved with another one. The last one is a company that has suspension gel technology. Amazing. They have patents on this stuff. There are doctors. There are various doctors, specifically, I believe there's two, who are renowned, world-renowned for their studies, for their skill, for their abilities, for their professionalism, for their just their thoroughness. Would these people lend their names if they didn't believe in these companies? Now, what I want to create for you is a picture, whereas picture the regular, the traditional business. Picture the traditional business of a company, of a building. Okay, think of IBM, think of the big companies. You know, it was a business. It was a brick-and-mortar institution. It was a place where now you had an address, where you could receive your mail, where you had mailboxes for the employees, and they all had their cubicle. So here you go. That was the business. How would we get employed? Before the web came about, we would usually pick up a phone. I mean, if you go back in time, go back to where we in the last 100 years. We'd look when the phone came about. We'd look for the phone number. We'd find it from information. We would walk, drive our car to the company, go to personnel, human resources, apply on a long form. Wait for them to call you, go back, have an interview, then be hired, hopefully, and wait. Wow, you know, I'm waiting. I have to do my resume. And, you know, for me, I never did a resume. I always freaked out because I could never do a resume. That was my one limiting condition in my life. I always avoided filling out or doing a resume. And the point is that, you know, if you can't get past the resume, you can't even go get a job because you need one. So that was traditional. Now, where are we today? What is network marketing? Network marketing is still an institution. The company exists. But if you're going to work for this company, you don't have to go to the company. You don't have to be hired by a CEO. You don't have to go to human resources. You can actively participate in the company. You come into the company, and immediately you get all the benefits that company wants to give to you. You get the benefits of having unlimited income potential. You get the benefits of a peer group of people who are all motivated and who all want to move forward and who all want to move forward in a team-like process, because it does become about a team. You buy into having mentors. You have mentors because these people want you to succeed, because the whole purpose of the company is to distribute, is to get the company out there, is to go as far as it can go. And in that way, everyone is going to be able to participate in earning revenue. Because the more the company is out there, the more the company makes, the more they're going to be able to share with all their distribution team. Now, what does a traditional company do? You go sell our stuff. We might give you a bonus. But you go sell our stuff. Then who gets the money? Who gets the money? You answer that. Will you ever make more money than your boss or the people higher up? Probably not. You might get a great bonus at one point, but you're also going to have to work your butt off and travel the whole time. You know, you'll be able to do, if you get an expense account, that's great. But most of the people that I've talked to who are very successful and who do work for other companies, most of them are burnt out. They find themselves not being home. They find themselves paying for a place that they never live in or sleep in. They find themselves seeing their families on the weekend, maybe. Unhappy, stressed out, high anxiety. Now, I look at the network marketers that I know who are highly successful, and they smile, they travel, they take their time, they laugh, they do personal development. They're usually working with their spouses. Both wife and husband work together. You know, there's so much there happening. I'm going to share with you a website. I'm actually going to share with you, a website. And this is a team that I'm a part of. And this company, it's actually another network marketing company as well, but it's more than that. It's an online travel agency. And this online travel agency is called World Ventures. And the team that I'm under, the two people who are heading this team, were actually in Anthony Robbins as well. And they've created this, they just created it. And it's amazing because of what they've done in a couple of years. The man, he's 31 years old. His name is David. Now, David and Yvette, they are a couple, and they've created this Seventh Power company, Seventh Power Investment Company. And they have a training site. They have, just so much. And when you go and read it, you find out who they are and what they're about. They've actually been in the latest movie that's going to follow The Secret with Bob Proctor and everyone else, and they've actually, which is in the power of mentorship, and they've also contributed to a book that's coming out with Jack Canfield, with all these other people, again, about mentorship. You know, and here they are in this company, World Ventures, which is an online travel company. And this online travel company, you join it. You can either become a travel representative or you can just travel on your own and enjoy travel and great trips because they're bought in bulk. And, you know, and you do it for a very low price. And yet you have people who are struggling to make ends meet, to pay their rent, and they don't see that this is available. You know, one of the things is if this is a $7 trillion industry, the travel industry, and if you look at people and retirees, when you ask, what do you want to do when you retire? Or, you know, people who are working hard, well, I want to get to travel. I want to travel one day. I want to be able to go somewhere. Some people die having wished they went to Disney or having wished to go to Europe or having wished to have taken a tour or a cruise. And here are people who are doing it to work, who are doing it as part of work. And this is available to all of us. So, you know, the website, which I'm actually wondering if it is available to everyone. If you want it, then I'll send it to you. So give it, just email me at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com and I'll send it to you. I'll send you my website if you want to see that. But anyway, what I'm saying is there's just so much. So, you know, we only have 7 minutes to go. But what I truly want to tell you is that right now, if you know or you're in a position where you want your life to be something different and, you know, you're upset or you're not getting what you want and, you know, financially you're not in a great position and you've had difficulty and, you want out, or there's hardship at home, look into network marketing. Look into the companies that are out there. Look into a company that's upcoming and that's global and look at the leadership and look at, you know, definitely look at the company that I'm in because that's going to be it. But, look at the people behind it. Really look at the people behind it and do not be afraid to engage, you know, for the amount of money that usually is needed to start up your own business, it really ends up being you know, a joke because what you get is just so much more than what you the fear of not getting. So definitely, you know, go out with the players, play with the players, play with the high rollers, play with people who are going to teach you something, play with people whom you can model success. Show me who your mentor is, and I will determine your success. That's so important. We don't get that in traditional. We don't get that. You know, we get someone who says, you know, work for me in here and work for me. And hopefully, you know, I'm going to be able to get rid of some people because you'll be such a good employee that you'll do three other people's jobs. You know, or I'll get a computer where I will no longer even need you. And then you're left behind. So I would think that that's really one of my radical statements, simply because I've been in the industry. I've been in the industry where the rug was pulled out from underneath me, and it did not matter where I was, who I was, that I had a family, that I had a child, that I was a single parent. None of that mattered, that I was injured, that I was hurt. And it was up to me in personal development to get myself moving forward and in a different place. So, you know, definitely look at that. And let me see what else I can tell you in the meantime. That's so awesome. Oh, okay, another thing is that in network marketing, you can actually see people who make money that you would never, ever, 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 ever think would. Or you can also see people making sums of money that you would never envision in your mind, such as $100,000 in income for staying home, doing nothing a week. Now, that did come because the person was willing to invest the time to expand their people, to expand the people that they had contacted and enrolled. But that's not what's given them the $100,000. You know, what's given it is the movement of being able to have a company that has expanded throughout the nation or throughout the world. You know, and the company now wants to share that the benefits with you. And that's where the company goes back and gives you the money. So, you know, like I said, you know, if you're listening, look into it. Really look into it. Do not discount it. If you got burnt once, don't live in the past. Don't deny yourself an opportunity just because you tried and failed, or because the company failed you, or because the people weren't legitimate. You know, definitely look at the people that you have behind you or behind the company, and look at whoever's talking to you about enrolling, and just really believe and give it a try and see. And, you know, as long as you put whatever it is that you have, your greatest power in front of you, and have God at your side, and you know that the reason why you're doing it is for noble causes, then I think things will turn out well, you know. And at the end of the day, just look at, you know, investing in yourself is never a loss. When you invest in yourself, that's when you're investing in your life and in the life of your family, because nobody can take that investment away. Nobody can take the intellectual property away. So definitely that has a lot more weight than anything else we can ever have. And just power to be you, leadership, long-term vision, enthusiasm, perseverance, sacrifice, responsibility, excellence, advanced planning, discipline, mentorship, belief, hope. All of that is what this is about. You know, this is what we're about. So I hope that I've been able to share something with you that will be useful to you. If you want any information, send me an email, let me know. But other than that, stay tuned. Stay tuned for the upcoming weeks, where we're going to be moving into, as part of the Empowering Author Series, we're going to be moving into programming, and programs that are primarily geared toward personal development, specifically with kids. April 10th, I will have someone, a very special person, that is going to be able to share us his take on learning, on actually learning how to learn. And he was a person who transformed himself, went from not being able to do well in school to graduating at top level. And now he's going to be sharing with us his program and how people can use it and how kids can use it just to learn. So stay tuned for that. That will be April 10th. Tuesdays and Thursdays. I look forward to seeing you again. Enjoy your week. I'll be back next Tuesday, and new and better, improved, and just with a lot more energy and power. So power to be you. Love you all.